It's the odd to Newfoundland. Ghostly greetings from your host, Jonathan.
31 days of Halloween.
Yesterday we talked about a certain witch who was buried alive. Well, here's five terrifying true stories of people being buried alive for real. As some of these stories point out, the threat of being buried alive is still very terrifying and a valid concern. Personally, it's one of my worst nightmares, that's for sure. Being buried alive ranks pretty high on the list of terrible ways to die, and it used to happen a lot more than it does now. In fact, in the earlier days of medicine, it was much more difficult to determine if someone was actually dead or just in a coma, emaciated, or, our personal favorite, paralyzed. Starting around the 18th century, suspected corpses were subjected to abusive tests to establish the death. It ranged from the fairly benign nipple pinching all the way to hot pokers inserting in their rectums. Ho, ho, ho. If no complaints registered on the last test, I don't know, man. It might still hurt. It must certainly be safe to presume them dead. Laughter ensued in 1846 when French doctor Eugene Beauchet suggested the use of new stethoscope technology to listen for the existence of a heartbeat. You know, the thing we all listen to hearts with. Apparently it was a big deal back then. But anyway, thank God for that medical breakthrough because, you know, we don't have to deal with this that often. Anyway, let's talk about Angelo Hayes. In 1937, a 19-year-old from France named Angelo Hayes went for a motorcycle ride. Perhaps he had minimal knowledge of how to operate such a vehicle because he ended up crashing it and slamming headfirst into, well, a brick wall. When help arrived, they found Hayes' head was mangled and he had no pulse. He was so terrible to look at that his parents were kept from seeing him for their own good. Hayes was declared dead and buried 3 days later. Due to an investigation by an insurance company, the body of Angelo Hayes was exhumed 2 days after the funeral. It was quite a surprise to find that his body was still warm. Apparently, in the aftermath of the accident, his body put itself into a deep coma and required very little oxygen to upkeep his system. After being buried alive, Hayes received proper medical care and went on to make a miraculous full recovery. He then invented a type of security coffin that he toured across France with. It was reported to contain a small oven, a refrigerator, and a hi-fi cassette player. Yeah, because, you know, just in case you come to life down there, you know, at least you make yourself a nice hot pocket and listen to some Rick James. In 1889, Octavia Smith married a wealthy Kentuckian named James Hatcher. The newlyweds had a son whom they named Jacob. However, infant mortality rates back then were quite high in the late 1800s, and Jacob did die in infancy, unfortunately. Losing her son put Octavia into a deep depression, and she was bedridden for several months. During this time, she also began showing signs of a mysterious illness. Eventually, her body entered a coma-like state, and nobody could awaken her. She was pronounced dead in May 1891, just 4 months after Jacob's death. It was an unusually hot May that year, too, and so Octavia was buried quickly, which, you know, it's kind of unheard of. Embalming was not yet common practice either, so like because it was so hot, they kind of had to bury it before she'd smell. That was the idea. But a few days later, others in the town began falling into a similar coma-like sleep with shallow breathing patterns, only to awaken a few days later. They discovered it was an illness caused by the bite of a tsetse fly. Fearing that she had been buried alive, James panicked and had Octavia exhumed, thinking she might awaken. She had, but James was just too late. Octavia's coffin was airtight. He found the coffin lining had been shredded and Octavia's fingernails were bloody. On her face was frozen a contorted shriek of terror. A traumatized James reburied Octavia and erected a lifelike monument of her that sits in the cemetery she rests in. Historian Jessica Forsyth notes that James went on to develop a severe phobia of being buried alive. I think I have one after reading that story. Oh, we're not done yet, though, because back in 1987, a 39-year-old Illinois businessman named Stephen Small received a small problem. Received a phone call that one of his renovation projects was being broken into. He didn't realize that by going to the property, he was being lured into his own abduction. This took place, and of course, they wanted a ransom on her husband. His wife, Nancy Smalls, received a call at 3:30 a.m. informing her that the ransom on her husband was $1 million. The family received 5 calls in total and were willing to comply with demands, only they couldn't understand them because of poor sound quality of the messages. Where Stephen was during the next time was in a homemade wood box about 3 feet underground. His abductors provided him with a flimsy breathing tube and some water, suggesting they intended to let him live if they got payment. But something happened that they maybe didn't plan on. Stephen's breathing tube failed. When police finally used their air patrol to find Small's vehicle, it was too late. They couldn't pinpoint how long he'd been inside the box, but they did deduct that he'd been dead for several hours. His abductors, Daniel J. Edwards, 30, and Nancy Risch, who was 26, were convicted of first-degree murder and aggravated kidnapping. They planned it, said the deputy chief, Robert Pepin. They built a box. They put a ventilation system in it. It failed. My God, what a horrible story. And it gets worse, my Halloween happy people. In March of 2005, sex offender Johnny Vandercooy kidnapped and raped 9-year-old Jessica Lonsberg. Murder was also among the charges as Cooey buried the girl, bound in speaker wire, in a trash bag near a home in Homosa, Florida. The only thing is, Jessica wasn't dead when Cooey put her in the bag. Heartbreakingly, nobody discovered the girl's makeshift burial site hidden under some leaves until 3 weeks later. The medical examiner ruled that Jessica died of asphyxiation, and that she managed to poke 2 holes in the trash bag before she ran out of oxygen. Her fingers were sticking out of the holes when they uncovered the bag. Buried inside with Jessica was her favorite stuffed animal, a purple dolphin Cooey let her bring home and along when he abducted her. As much of a gut punch as this story is, we can take some solace in where this landed. Cooey. He was caught, prosecuted, and sentenced to death. Though he didn't live to see his execution, Cooey died of cancer. Some sources cite the unpleasant anal variety in prison. Proper thing. Earlier at the sentencing court date, Cooey mentioned that he would have apologized to Jessica in heaven. "I have bad news," Jessica father Mark Lonsberg said. "I don't think you're going to make it there." Oh boy, Anna Hochwald. Poor Anna Hochwald. Most of what can be gleaned from this unfortunate case is from a newspaper article dating back to 1884. Kentucky's Hickman Courier reported that a young lady by the name of Anna Hochwald was dressing for her brother's wedding and sat down to rest in the kitchen. When someone checked in on her a few minutes later, she was still there, her head leaning against the wall and apparently lifeless, the paper reported. Medical aid arrived, and the doctor assumed she was dead when he couldn't revive her. Anna's generally nervous nature and the fact that she suffered from heart palpitations was a flimsy cause of death. However, this assumption didn't sit well with some of Anna's friends, who thought her ears still looked pink as though blood was flowing through them at the time. Anna was buried the next day, and her friends told her parents of their earlier observation. Of course, this perplexed her parents to the point of having her dug back up. They found the worst-case scenario. Anna's body was turned onto his side, fingers gnawed almost to the bone, and hair torn out by the handful. Oh, God. What a horrible, horrible case. Guys, I think from the trauma of doing this day of the 31 days of Halloween, I think I'm going to have to repress some of my feelings here and maybe bury them deep, deep down inside. Ooh, bad choice of words. I thought so. What's your biggest fear? I'd say Buried Alive is definitely going to be ranking up there. Hope you guys are enjoying all the episodes this month. The 31 days of Halloween. See you tomorrow.